All right. There are people listening. Rosie just have to get out the right phone number. Due to human error, me in particular, if you want to talk to us today, ordinarily we give you a toll-free number, but Rosie did not set that up last night. We have to call forward that through our 1-800 number. If you want to talk to us today, call us at 602-277-5827. Let's bring Christy calling from Tempe. We've got Sandy calling from Moon Valley, Jeff and Mike from Peoria. Christy, good morning. We're going to take you first. How can we help you?
Good morning. I was calling with a question about the order in which to do outdoor repairs to my house.
Okay.
We've got quite a few things. We bought a fixer-upper, and it was built in the 80s, and we have quite a few things that need to be addressed outside. Damaged garage doors, a lot of dry rot on the trim around the house, and new windows, new exterior doors. And what we're trying to understand is the best sequence in which to do those repairs, or if there is a best sequence.
Uh-huh. How about the yard itself?
The yard itself is in pretty good shape. It's been well cared for, which is good. We had a couple problem trees, but we already took care of those.
Okay.
And you said the garage doors, are they operable?
They're operable, but they've got gaps in them and dents in them, so they don't seal all the way to the pavement right now.
And the exterior siding you were talking about, it's all wood exterior siding?
Yeah, it's just the trim, but it's all wood trim, and there's a lot of dry rot in it right now.
Home built in the 80s. What are the cross streets?
We're near Warner and McClintock.
Okay. And the windows are original single-pane aluminum?
They are.
Okay. And the wood trim that you're talking about, what is on the outside of the walls of the house? Is it stucco or is it wood?
It's stucco.
Okay. All right.
But on the roof line all around the house, there's just a large wood trim on the roof line all the way around.
That's called the fascia.
Okay.
Okay. That's a fascia board. And that's all in pretty bad shape?
Yeah. We've got dry rot and pieces are cracked.
Okay.
Right. Some of them aren't secured very well.
And how long have you been in the house, Christy?
About a year.
Okay. And did you get a home inspection when you bought it?
We did.
Okay. And you knew it was a fixer-upper, but in that report, does it say that the roof is in pretty good shape?
Yes. Luckily, the roof was replaced not very long ago.
Okay. So we're going to have to get in there and replace the fascia without impacting the roof, and that could be done, but that's probably the first thing you want to do.
It's a shame they didn't do that. If the roof was new and you got all this dry rot, well, you're already up there.
and hopefully we don't have the dry rot that's crept into the roof decking or the rafter tails. I would tell you to call. We have a small roofing company called George & Sons Roofing.
Okay.
And they have a carpenter that they use that does nothing but just replace fascia and dry rot around roofs. His name's Rob. And replacing fascia, Christy, is a hard job for a do-it-yourselfer. Cutting the cuts and getting it mounted, it's all doable, but it is kind of a hard job, especially doing it in a way that you're not destroying or impacting or causing a problem with the existing roof. So I'd pay to have that done, okay?
Okay.
And then you can order the wood, and you can prime it with Kiehl's exterior primer, then have him cut it and install it, and then paint it when it's in place, and now we've got all the fascia in a position, if the drip edge was installed correctly, that now that fascia ought to be good if you're painting it every 7 to 10 years for another 30 years. Boom, fascia's done.
Okay.
Now we come down to the windows, and I would tell you that I would call Pella and have him come out and give you proposals for the Impervia fiberglass window. And again, that's not a very good do-it-yourself project because it's a stucco house, and what we've got to do is be very, very careful how those new windows get installed so that they don't cause a leak problem. There are other ways you can install new windows. You can actually take the glass out, and there's window manufacturers that build what's called overframes, and they simply snap the overframe over the existing frame, and then the new windows snap inside that. To me, that's acceptable if we're extremely budget-driven, but it gives you a very clunky look. The frames look very heavy and clunky. They're not very architecturally pleasing. So there's the roof fascia. There's the windows and the garage door. I would just call if it's an aluminum. Is it a door that rolls up and it's in four sections, or is it one big door that just tilts up?
It's a four-section door, okay. And we actually have two of them. We've got the two-car section and then the single-car section also. Okay. So we've got two damaged garage doors.
Okay. Well, and they're probably not insulated?
No, they're not.
Yeah. I would tell you to call a authentic garage door, have them come out and give you an estimate, check the operation of the automatic openers, and give you an estimate for two steel insulated overhead doors. I think you'll be surprised how affordable they are. And at that point, you're in pretty good shape. Now, you bought a fixer-upper to fix up and to flip and sell, or because it was a good buy, you're just going to fix it up for yourself and stay there?
We're fixing it up for us and staying here. It's a really good area, and we got a great deal on it. So,
perfect.
Hoping to be a forever home.
All right. Well, listen, as you're working on your forever home, you continue to reach out to us if you'd like. I'd be more than happy to stop by. I could kind of back up this advice with a personal visit, put my eyes on the property. You could send pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Let's see what we can do about helping Christy make the forever home just exactly perfectly right.
And in a case like that, especially when you're bringing on a number of new projects, the HomeZada Premium user is a great application for, you know, once she's got the estimate from A Authentic Garage Door, from Pella, from George and Sons, you know, it'll help you budget and lay out a timeline on getting those executed. And, you know, multiple people in the home all are on the same user. So if the husband's there, he's got updated information on completing part of the project, or the wife, you know, it's all one user, so you can help manage and keep track of these things. And at the point, you know, it's a forever home for her, so that's great. At the point it would ever be sold, though, you have this entire history of your home, so the next homeowner coming on can see, all right, I've got a home, and here's what's taken care of, and here's my estimated. It'll give you your energy costs, your utilities. You know, that's not a hard number to calculate. This will kind of help you know the maintenance budget of the home.
Oh, yeah.
That the roof is going to be out of warranty in 10 years, and here's the expected cost of full replacement at that point. You know, it'll help you make better home buying decisions. If it's a forever home and, you know, you've got the time to gradually get projects done and invest, that's great. Somebody, you know, not everyone's in that situation. So it'll help and change the home buying in the future, and give anybody a great competitive advantage if you're on the same street selling to a new buyer.
Here's the maintenance diary documented all right here. I was visiting someone who wanted a kitchen remodel in Scottsdale, and I always ask, you know, how long are you going to be in the house? He says, oh, this is my die-in home. So, that's a new term. All right. We got Sandy in Moon Valley. Jeff has an interesting testimony he'd like to give. Let's go to Jeff first, and then we'll jump up to Sandy in Moon Valley.
You can check out the Homes Audit at rosieonthehouse.com by clicking login. Let's get to Jeff and see how we can help him.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks. This is just a thank you call.
Okay.
I had called you a few months back. In reference, I was talking about watching baby hummingbirds out my window.
Yes, yes.
What I needed help with was replacing valve stems in a shower in a 50-year-old mobile home.
Right.
Which you promptly advised me not to do on my own.
Yeah, that can be the beginning of a real big mess. So what did you end up doing, Jeff?
I ended up excuse me, I called your reference.
Okay.
But it was not within my budget.
Okay.
And what ended up happening was I got in touch with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
They came out, they took part of the wall out, replumbed it. They put in this valve that looks like a metallic octopus.
Yes.
And it's all on a universal ball. They found out as we were talking. They gave me a new water heater. They fixed, I had no AC for 5 years. They fixed that. My toilet was about ready to go through the floor. They fixed that. But they advised me, you know, if I shared this, this is emergency only. They don't want a lot of calls.
Right.
Or, you know, let's fix up my house. But I have to tell you, I'm in a retirement community of 160 units, and most of the people I talk to here listen to your program, because even though a lot of your stuff is not within our budget, a lot of your stuff, especially gardening, is within it. So we take heed, and we thank you.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call and the kind words, and hats off to Habitat for Humanity, one of our we support Habitat in big, big ways. And that a little short story on that is, as our company was growing, of course, in visibility and in size, we were hit by virtually every charity imaginable, and we kind of gave to all of them. And it occurred to me, maybe if we focused and consolidated our efforts, Habitat for Humanity seemed to make all the sense to us, since it was a housing-related endeavor. We were a housing-related endeavor. So we've had a long, long, strong, strong relationship with Habitat for Humanity. Thanks for giving us that testimony. Let's jump out to Moon Valley and see if we can bring Sandy into the conversation real quick. Again, if you're a regular listener of the show, you may have our toll-free number memorized. It's not working today. If you'd like to get in, we now have an open line at 602-277-5827. Let me hear from you and hear what kind of project you're trying to tackle and see how we can help you. Good morning, Sandy.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a basement home that was built in 87 in Moon Valley. Located somewhere between Coral Gables and Greenway off of 4th Drive.
Okay.
And the basement has three full-size windows that are all below ground. So they have a like a egress, I guess, around them for exiting.
Yes.
And the egress, it has a ladder built in, but one of them is fairly rusted. So I'm looking for a source or some other maybe method of replacing this, or do you know of anything or anyone that does that?
We do. What we're going to do, I have a favorite little wrought iron contractor that could certainly create the little ladder excess and what I would do is ask you to send me a picture, because some of those ladder accesses actually are attached to a galvanized piece of metal that wraps around the window to create a light well. And the secondary use for that light well is an escape hatch like you've got. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to go in there and break those rusted ladder steps off if they're attached to the galvanized. We're going to detach them in a way that we're not going to destroy the integrity of the galvanized protected liner. And we may just then break them, cut them, and then set the ladder independent, free, and remount it completely separate from that. And there's a little company that does a lot of work, a lot of little wrought iron work like that. And we're going to give you his name and number. The company name is Les Freitag. And we're going to put you on hold. We'll have Jennifer take a look at that number, and we'll go from there. At that point, we're going to need to take a little break. We've still got an open line if you'd like to get in at 602-277-5827. When we get back, we'll talk to Mike in Peoria.